Mothers groups usually bring together women who have things in common, such as their location or the age of their children. But one mothers group is breaking the mould. Today, a group of refugee and migrant mums travelled an hour by bus to meet women who on the surface have nothing in common. Antoinette Latouf went along for the ride.
Many road trips are filled with laughter and song. And this one, setting off from Merrylands in Western Sydney, is no different.
All right, let's go.
The women on board this bus are refugees and migrants from Afghanistan, Syria and Iraq. And although they're travelling 40 kilometres, for many it's a world away. Some have only been in Australia for a couple of months.
These circumstances are really tough. Lots of them have been through trauma, loss and identity crisis. And the difficulty is that they're mums on top of all of that. So they're having to deal with that and also keep their life running, not for, only for themselves, but for their children as well and their families.
That's Raja Yassin. She teaches at Holroyd High, where almost all of the students come from non-English speaking backgrounds.
I think it's very important that you feel comfortable within your own community. But I think to settle in well, you've got to meet people from outside of your local area. And I think probably out of the 25 women here today, 25 of them have not been to Vaucluse.
Basna Badawi is from Iraq. She's really excited about visiting the eastern suburbs for the first time. She says she's packed salads and cake to serve to her new friends. Raja Yassin again.
A friend of mine said, look, I know a few people who look different and you know a few people, so let's bring them together.
But what are you hoping the outcome of today is for the women on this bus, but also the women we're about to go and meet?
I think it's an exercise in hope and love and extending a hand of friendship and saying to these people, you are welcome. There is a place for you in our country.
After an hour on the road, we arrive at Vaucluse House.
We are here, en masse. You can't miss it.
The two groups of women meet outside of the 19th century mansion and embrace like they've known each other for years.
Oh, how are you? Yeah. Thank you for coming.
I'm very happy.
I'm so happy too.
Thank you.
Travel blogger Victoria Ugart helped Raja Yassin arrange the ladies' lunch. She invited a group of women to host the high school mums from the other side of town.
Many of them have not come in contact or know anyone who, to put it plainly, wears a hijab.
I'm Mariam.
Good morning.
I'm Ilsa.
In a world that's increasingly building walls, we need to start building bridges, starting with women. I mean, they are the keepers of the household. They're the glue. They hold everything together.
This Afghan woman explains how she fled to Australia with her four children after her husband was kidnapped by the Taliban.
Oh, that's very sad. It's good that you've come here.
28-year-old Aisha Green wants to help millennials connect across what she believes is an increasingly parochial city.
I've already got the three kiss on the cheek down pat. It's funny, like, you know, speaking two different languages, but you can still totally communicate through your hands and facial expressions. So, yeah, already there's like this connection being built.
But she knows not everyone is open to embracing change.
Just because I'm experiencing that and my friends think that. So, yeah, absolutely. I don't think we're there yet in terms of everyone being on board, just being, you know, inclusive.
It is very, very lovely country.
It is a lovely country.
But as I'm getting older, I sort of want to start to be more involved, bringing along more of my friends my age as well. So that's quite exciting. I look at this and I think how wonderful it is and how much it can grow.
Aisha Green ending that report by Antoinette Latouf.